The speaker, they told me the speaker was here.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
I thought I might have come out too soon. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Y'all are looking very chipper. Nice of you to be here on this not yet quite sunny Tuesday after Sine Die, that day that is without any more days. I want to thank all of you for coming out bright and early. We have a number of good bills to sign. One of the very important ones is the expansion of pre-K here in our state. We've seen the tremendous benefit from full-day kindergarten and what that has done to close the achievement gap. And I know Lieutenant Governor will have more to say on that one in a moment. But I want to just use my remarks to really thank both of the presiding officers and their members. So many members are here. I'll leave it to the presiding officers to acknowledge the members of the General Assembly. Also, the Attorney General is with us. I want to thank Attorney General Gansler for being here. But I want to thank the presiding officers for their leadership over these last 8 years. There are very, very few states, I would submit to you, no other state that has been able to tackle the host of challenges and come out on the other side of this recession in a stronger competitive position than we went into this storm having. And it's because of the leadership of these two individuals, these servant leaders, who have given of themselves to bring together very diverse bodies in the House and in the Senate. And time and time and time again, 8 balanced budgets, more cuts to spending than any other 8-year period in Maryland history, and yet defending not only that AAA bond rating, but making, thanks to the tough votes of the members, the necessary choices to invest more in the education of our children, to make college more affordable, to make our Bay a healthier place, to extend health care coverage to now, I think, over 600,000 people, Lieutenant Governor. I'm not sure we've seen that sort of expansion of health care coverage in Maryland in any time prior to perhaps back when at the advent of Medicaid and Medicare, and to drive violent crime down to 30-year lows. And time and again, when confronting the challenges of our day about the question of human dignity, these men have brought their bodies together. Marriage equality, the DREAM Act, the recent bill to outlaw discrimination against transgender individuals. Time and time again, these men have demonstrated why it is that we are one Maryland, why we are proud to live in this great state. And among my many blessings in life, I will always count the fact that I had 2 colleagues such as these men, to help us through these difficult times. The people of our state have been well served by their leadership, and I want to turn it over to I guess we'll start with the Speaker and then the Senate President.
Sure. Thank you, Governor, and I do want to acknowledge all the members of the General Assembly that make this happen. If I could just ask the members of the House, and we'll do it with the Senate too, Senator Miller doesn't mind. Could you just stand up a second so we can all get an opportunity to see you.
Captain,
these are people that have dedicated their careers here to making these initiatives take place. Governor, this is the last time the 3 of us will be together. Hopefully 2 of us will be back at the next year. But it has been a wonderful 8 years. I mean, when you think of the social agenda that we've taken place, repealing the death penalty, marriage equality, the DREAM Act, minimum wage, all those things have played a huge role, and I think moving Maryland forward and responding as a government to the needs of our community. You know, continuing to be number one in education 5 years in a row and keeping college affordable and having more college graduates in the workforce than any other state union is the goal. I think that every other state in the union is very envious of. I do want to take a moment to thank the President and the Senate. It has been a wonderful working relationship that we've had to make sure all these initiatives take place. And you can't do it. And I know he would say the same thing without our staffs. Kristen Jones, Alex Hughes, Jason Weintraub, on my side, along with Vicki Gruber on the other side, constantly text messaging back and back to work out details, all different pieces of legislation. And, you know, 98.90% of the time, the issues work out. And you can't do it without a good staff, and that translates right on down through both houses and both chambers. But, Governor, it's been a wonderful experience working with you.
Thanks,
you've been a great leader, Lieutenant Governor Brown. Obviously, we go way back. It's been wonderful working with you, and in particular the President of the Senate. I think that the senators and the delegates have really meshed together here over the last 8 years and have done a wonderful job to put the agenda of Maryland forward. So thank you very much for everything that's been accomplished.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. President.
Let me just say this. Let me focus on this session. This session was a very positive session. Democrats, Republicans came together and made good things happen. You know, for working men and working women, and we increased the minimum wage. But what we also did for people who are out there working, we increased the earned income tax credit. And for people who have made it, we want to keep them in the state so they're not going to take their wealth and move to another state, but they're going to continue to give back to nonprofits and charitables and stay here in the state of Maryland. It's a very positive year in terms of businesses, that innovation, the enterprise zones next to our colleges, the endowed professorships, the tenured professorships that we're going to create with tax credits. So it was a very positive year. Let me just talk about what you want us to talk about, okay? And that's the two bills that did not pass, okay? We have an executive. We have a legislature and executive. The Speaker and I work well together, but occasionally there's blips along the way, okay? So two bills that did not pass the waning moments of the session, okay? One was a commission creating a study looking at school construction. How do we come up with school construction? We're one of only five states that do that. One of only five states that do that. So last night, when y'all were out partying, the press and people were out there partying, the governor and I were working. We were in the state house working. 1 o'clock in the morning, we're working. How do we resolve this? We'll resolve this by executive order. By executive order. We're going to make sure that we get this thing done. Okay? Now, we didn't talk about the other bill, but we will talk about the other bill. There's a fellow named Bo Willimon. Bo Willimon is the producer and the writer for House of Cards. He is a politician. That's the reason he's able to come up with these wonderful scripts, because he's worked in half the state houses in the United States. He understands politics and knows why things get done and why things don't get done. So, over $2.5 million, we're going to resolve the issue of House of Cards and Veep. We're very proud to have these productions in the state of Maryland. It's not because we're starstruck. These people put their pants on one leg at a time just like we do. But it's like keeping Joe Flacco as quarterback of the Ravens. We want to keep these money makers here in the state. They generate 20 times the amount of money we invest in them, and we're going to find a way to keep them, and we're going to depend upon the governor to do that. And I know he can put the ball across the line because he's done it time after time again. And so, folks, we're going to move forward. Thank you very much. It was a great session. We've had great 8 years, great working relationship with the Speaker, great working relationship with the governor. It's a great state. Very proud to be a part of it. Thank you very much.
All right. Lieutenant Governor, the pre-K bill that I know that you were the champion of, want to tell us what we're signing here
today?
Well,
thank you, Governor. But before I do that, let me just take the opportunity also to thank you, your leadership, and the partnership with the General Assembly. All of you have outlined the progress that we've made over the last few years. It's really, I think, the partnerships that have enabled us to do that, because when you look at the things that we've done, they didn't happen the first time out of the gate. The death penalty took several sessions to make happen, right, Sandy? Right. The work that we did to pass the public-private partnership bill, that took 2 years. The work that we do to, you know, strengthen our laws for victims of domestic violence, it doesn't happen in one session, two sessions, three sessions. Sometimes we're coming back 4 years, quite frankly, on some of those bills. You know, we've been here 10 years working on those. But the reason why it works in Annapolis is because I think we're all committed to the people that we serve. And recognize that it's not about us, it's not personal to us, but it's personal to the people who we serve. So it's been a real pleasure to be able to do that. This session, I'm proud to have worked with a number of, certainly the presiding officers as part of the administration's package, and Senators King, Ferguson, and McFadden. Delegate Hickson and Delegates Rosenberg and Kaiser on expanding pre-K to more and more Maryland four-year-olds. In your budget, $4.3 million, that's going to give us an opportunity to expand to another 1,600 students as we begin our march towards universal pre-K for all Maryland four-year-olds in the not-too-distant future. We know that by delivering pre-K, we're going to reduce all, and eventually eliminate the achievement gap in education, improve graduation rates, reduce dropout rates, and ensure that all of our kids, by the time they get to 12th grade, are ready to either start college or a career. So this is an exciting bill that we're signing today, part of the administration package to expand pre-K. Thanks, Governor. Thanks to the members of the General Assembly and all the stakeholders that participated in making it happen.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you. And thank you also for just how very ably you've schooled me on the General Assembly. I came down here, you know, I was mayor of Baltimore before, you know, and I dealt with the Baltimore City Council on small boats.
William
Bell
Shavers was much worse, folks. I can say that.
And small boats should stay close to port.
Sure.
But Lieutenant Governor Brown, having served in the General Assembly, was able to school me. Let me also, David, hold on, wait a minute. I want to thank you. This is my last one, almost. Right? We have other signings coming up, don't we?
Yeah.
But let me also say thank you to all of the staff, Gene Hitchcock and David Stamper, Shanetta Pascal, Rebecca Mules. I mentioned Shanetta Pascal, Drew Vetter, and Ben, Lieutenant Governor's Office, Maia, and also Betty Anderson. Yeah. Betty, thank you for keeping all of those old files. Betty's the great institutional knowledge of the Office of Legislative Affairs. She makes sure that regardless of changes in party, that all of the bill folders are kept meticulously in their appropriate drawers. I also want to thank Kristen Jones and everybody in the Speaker's office, and also Vicki Gruber and everyone in the Senate President's office. And Gene Hitchcock, you stepped up, our appointment secretary, and then she became the Secretary of Appointments, the Secretary of Legislative Affairs. We're going to give her a new title by day's end now that the legislative session is over. But all three of these great women use their powers for good, and I thank you. Thank you. All right, let's do the first bill. Clear the microphones.
Senate Bill 332, Pre-Kindergarten Expansion Act of 2014.
Thank you.